How pissed is Joe going to be knowing that I just turned his mic off? All right, let's go.
The first game came out of the Christmas break and be a little sluggish, but it seemed like you guys fought through that pretty well tonight. You know, you kind of slowed down.
I don't know. I guess. We definitely played much better in the second and third than we did in the first. I thought we actually had a pretty decent start, and then we had the power play, and we had some really good looks in the power play, couldn't score. And then they got their power play, and I just felt like after that we kind of went downhill a little bit. You know, Vasi had to make a couple, we got a break on that weird deflection that hit the ice and bounced up and hit the crossbar. And then I can't remember, somebody had a one-timer on the far side, Carr maybe, and Vasi had to come over and make a heck of a save. But that's what you need your goaltender to do when it's not really vibing for us up front. He made a couple big saves, and then thought second and third we kind of, you know, we had, I don't know, the better of the chances, I thought for sure.
At some point, do you get worried that Carey Price is going to be Carey Price the way he was playing?
Well, I thought Carey Price was Carey Price. You know, in the end, I mean, the shots aren't going to say it, but the scoring chances you know, were a little bit in our favor, and he you know, I thought he was calm in the net. I was a little worried because he kind of had that look in his eye in the first period. And but, you know, the game changes in whatever, 41 seconds or whatever it was. We get the break, and Cooch beats the icing out, and, you know, Stammer does what he does. And then to get that second one right away in the, you know, in the period when it started, you probably deflated them a little bit and kind of went off from there.
You've seen Kucherov and Stamkos connect a lot this year. Just what made that play special to you, I guess, the way they were all kind of...
Well, you know, Kuch is pretty aware. He had some time to look and see what was coming, but, you know, what happens? Stammer went hard to the net. That's where you score goals. And but Kuch just, you know, he didn't force. He just laid it in there, and you know, Stammer one touch. It just, you know, just an awareness play is basically what it was. But they were good tonight, and... You know, it was, you know, we had the benefit of having six power plays, and it was nice to get a 5-on-3 goal. But, you know, I thought the guys, you know, deserved those power plays, and you got to take advantage, especially when things were, you know, you're a little off and things weren't quite going the way we'd have liked. It was big that we get that power play goal.
You're definitely one of your better defenders than Stroman. How do you feel the guys kind of respond to that in terms of they guys made a lot of good saves, but it seems like you...
Well, I thought they were really good. I thought, you know, G kind of just slid right in there with Sergachev. I thought Sergachev had a really strong game tonight, made a ton of things happen. They just didn't go in, and, you know, Shue's got to step in, and was great, you know, did his job out there with Kobe. And so I thought, you know, as I said, we gave up some chances in the first, and I just walked in and said, you know what, this is, all right, that's it. You got the Christmas break out of the way. You got the first period out of the way. But as I said, in second and third, we really didn't give up much. And, you know, we're like, keep grinding, boys. Just, you know, we're going to have to get some greasy ones. Instead, we got a couple nice ones, and that was enough.
You mentioned it was nice to get the 5-on-3. Not the nitpick, but the power play had, I think, 0-13. It's been so consistent. It was almost a sense of relief to get the power play.
See, here's the thing. Sometimes power plays, you know, pucks are just going in for you. And sometimes you're doing really well, you're doing all the right things, and they just don't go in. And that's kind of how we feel our power play's been. We were getting some pretty darn good looks, and they just weren't going in the net. So all that is, you just keep doing that, eventually the tide's going to turn. But, you know, it would have been tough to go 0-for-6, 0-for-6. And, you know, they fixed that tonight.
Can I turn around this moment possible for tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. A lot more possible for Columbus, let's put it that way.
With the quick turnaround, you're used to back-to-backs on the road. You've had a couple over the last couple of years, but is there a difference back-to-backs at home?
Yeah, you get to sleep in your own bed. And it means something. And you just, the surroundings, and the one big thing is you don't have to jump on a plane. So there's no bus to the airport, there's no plane ride, there's no, you know, whatever happens sometimes, or delays or anything like that. You just get to go home, and it's another game day. So I think that's probably the, if there's an advantage, you kind of got to say that's about it.
Forget it.